You have been listening to this week's edition of CHUO's At the Jazz Band Ball. We hope you have enjoyed yourselves, and we hope to see you back next time with your host, Gordon Bennett, at the Jazz Band Ball.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon we have some music from Mo Kaufman, Eddie Cleanhead Vinson, vocalist Barbara Montgomery, Dave Young, the CTI All-Stars, plus a whole lot more. We're going to start off with pianist John Bunch, and this is from an album entitled The Best Thing For You. We're going to listen to his version of Emily. Now, this recording was made June 1987 at Penny Lane Studios in New York City. quite a lyrical pianist, and a pianist that has been much in demand, not only as a session musician, but also backing up some fine musicians. He played for a time with Buddy Rich in the mid to late 60s. His name is John Bunch, and that was his version of Emily. We're going to listen now to Carol Boley, pianist that made a recording in Holland. Actually, it was at Studio 44 in Monster, Holland, February 26, 1984, and released an album for the Timeless label called Switch. And we're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you. Brotherly.
1957, that was Donald Byrd with Early Bird. And before that, we heard some music from Carol Abole from his album Switch, and we listened to the title track. My name is Randy McKelligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM. The show is called In Transition, and we broadcast every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Scott Hamilton has been around the scene for quite a number of years, and he counts as one of his main influences the great Lester Young. Well, we're going to listen to some Scott Hamilton and his version of If You Could See Me Now, but before we get to that, let's listen to some Lester Young and his version of Lady Be Good. Hey, Nice long notes, the sound of Scott Hamilton, and we heard If You Could See Me Now from his album Jazz Signatures, and very reminiscent of Lester Young's sound of quite a few years before. Dave Young is up next, one of Canada's great bassists, and we're going to listen to something. Actually, this is a version of Milestones that I quite like, and this is from his album Piano Bass Duets. Thank you.
Hi, this is Barbara Montgomery, and you are listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM with your host, Randy McElligott.
Yesterday will have gone. You'll find your state in another space, 500 miles high. You'll see, just one look in your mind, she's so tender and warm. You'll recognize this is love. You'll find your safe in another plane, 500 miles high. Be sure that your love stays so free, then it never can die. Just realize this is true, and above the skies you will always stay, 500 miles high.
Is so free that it never can die. Just realize this is true, and above the skies you will always stay, 500 miles into
Ba-da-do-da,
From her latest CD, Dakini Land, that was Barbara Montgomery and 500 Miles High. That song was voted one of the top five songs of last week on mp3.com. And Barbara suffers from a very debilitating illness called Lyme's disease. She not only has trouble speaking, but also trouble typing and just basic day-to-day chores. So it's quite a gift for her to actually go into the studio, as much as it hurts, and to record some of the fine music that she does. And most of Dakini Land is a tribute to Chick Corea. And when I heard that last version of 500 Miles High, I couldn't think of something more sweeter than Flora Purim's version that she released many, many years ago. And I think Barbara does a quite a commendable job on that version as well, creating quite an atmosphere around the lyric. Mo Kaufman is up next from his album The Mo Kaufman Project, and this is Growing Up. With a hint to Gershwin's It Ain't Necessarily So. That was a fantastic arrangement from Artie Shaw of St. James Infirmary. And before that, Mo Kaufman with a beautiful composition called Growing Up. Eddie Cleanhead Vincent, if you ever had a chance to see him live, he was quite something. We're going to listen to something called High Class Baby, and then we're going to join the CTI All-Stars down at the Hollywood Bowl with something they call Grits Bowl.
Buddy, on it. Thank you.
Together, the CTI Summer Jazz All-Stars. And if jazz is dead, this is the biggest funeral I ever saw.
CTI All-Stars with Grits Bowl from their album Summer Jazz at the Hollywood Bowl, featuring the likes of Freddie Hubbard, George Benson, Steve Gadd, Hubert Laws, and many other musicians who recorded for the CTI label. Creed Taylor was the producer of that label, and they released some, actually the precursor to smooth jazz, I guess a lot of people would argue, but they released some pretty good albums. I remember some great recordings from Stanley Turrentine on that label that to this day still sound fresh and still sound pretty good. Before that, Eddie Cleanhead Vincent from his album Eddie Cleanhead Vincent Sings the Blues, and we heard A Little High Class Baby. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial. And we're going to continue now with some music from Barry Manilow. And this is a beautiful, beautiful composition called Blue. And he's joined here by the one of the greats in jazz, and certainly one of the great vocalists of the 20th century, Sarah Vaughan. And after that, we're going to listen to some Harold Mayburn from his album Rakin' and Scrapin', and something that he calls Aeon. Thank you.
think of you. Could you be blue? As blue as I am when love has passed. Do you feel blue and wish you knew where we went wrong? I'd like to call, but I'm afraid to find that I'm not on your mind. All night long, when Sunday's come, what gets you through? Are you still glad you're free? Or are you blue like me?
When nights are long,
it seems so long, so very long,
I think of you.
My heart is aching and I'm oh,
could you
so
be blue,
blue, as blue with those eyes of
as blue as I am,
my sweet, sweet baby.
When lovers pass
and now that spring is here,
do you feel blue?
What do I do
and wish you like to call?
I'm staring at the phone,
but I'm afraid I'll find that I'm not on your mind.
You never guess
all night long,
long.
When Sundays come,
sometimes I wonder
what gets you through.
What gets me through?
Are you still glad? Like me.
From Harold Mayburn and something called Aeon. And before that, Barry Manilow with Sarah Vaughan and Blue, and that's from Barry's album 2 AM Paradise Cafe, originally released on the Arista label. I'm not sure if that was re-released on CD or not, but there's also another fine duet on that album with Mel Torme, so you might want to check it out. It's basically one of those albums you want to put on late at night when the lights are low, you've got the fire going, and you're looking at the snow outside. Well, as I look outside now, it doesn't look like there's going to be much snow happening in the near future. That's for sure. It's about 17 degrees outside, and I'm not even sure if the Santa Claus parade took place. It was supposed to, but by all accounts, it probably still did. We're going to listen to some music now from Robin Kenyatta. Robin Kenyatta is quite an interesting person and quite an interesting musician. I'm not sure if he's still alive or not, but he certainly produced quite a few excellent recordings. I'm going to listen to one of them. It's called Warm Valley. This is something that he calls Pretty Side Avenue, and then we're going to listen to Duke Ellington after that from his second sacred concert in something that is called The Shepherd. That was Duke Ellington and The Shepherd. Before that, we heard Robin Kenyatta from his album Warm Valley and Pretty Side Avenue. Teddy Edwards and Arnett Cobb have differing styles when they approach the tenor saxophone, and we're going to listen to why that is. Teddy Edwards tends to lean towards more of the smooth type sound, while Arnett Cobb tends to really get into the notes and really get into the horn itself and just belt out number after number of great music. Teddy Edwards' album Ladies' Man is going to be featured now with something called Janine. The Slowpoke from Arnett Cobb is from his album Party Time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Always smooth as butter. That was Zarnette Cobb with The Slowpoke. My name is Randy McElligott, and I'll be back next Sunday with some more jazz. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, we have German news, music, and commentary until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.